He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Swaying in the wind. Man, I'll tell you what, it's great to be here in Southern California.
It certainly is. I'm just loving it, actually. It's quite interesting doing SNU on the road. We've had a few little hiccups along the way, but nonetheless, we bring SNU to everybody around the world, and that's exactly what we're doing. So, what's cooking?
What?
What's cooking?
What's cooking? I'm supposed to ask you that.
Okay, well, you ask me that, then.
I will ask you that when it's time for me to ask you. In the meantime, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to say. Okay, dear, what's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is really raw honey. This is my newest hot item these days. I've always enjoyed a teaspoon of unpasteurized creamed honey throughout the day for kind of a little bit of a pick-me-up or just to satisfy that sweet tooth that I may have. However, I found this is the best honey I have ever tasted in my life. We were in, if you remember, in a health food store in Sacramento, California. This health food store was called Elliott's, and I discovered this little 8-ounce jar of honey for only $6.29. Now, you have to understand, there are just rows and rows of honey on the shelves, and this one just sparked my interest. It's called Really Raw Honey, and the label says on it that it's pesticide-free, totally unheated, and unstrained. Now, I've never seen a bottle of honey that said that, at least not in Canada anyway. It's honey straight from the hive, and it still contains pollen, propolis, and it's rich in live enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. And when you open the jar, it might not be what you expect to find, but you find these cappings, and they're crunchy bits of honeycomb, pollen, and propolis that speckle on the top in little hues of brown. And when I opened up the jar, I thought, wow, I thought maybe it was bad or something like that. But then on the label, this is what it says. And I can really, truly taste the difference. It's so smooth and creamy. And I really believe that it's helping my allergies, as there's cherry blossoms galore around here. And I haven't had one sniffle or itchy eyes or anything. So I'm putting that to the test. They do have a website that is www.reallyrawhoney.com, and they do mail order. So it's really worth it for you out there in SNU land to have a look at this and see the difference between the different honeys.
Well, you know, the one issue that it raises up is that today we live in a society where the food processing corporations are purifying food and sterilizing food and making food so that it's exactly the same. It looks the same. It tastes the same. The sensation of eating the food is the same. But you know what? Nature's not like that. And nature offers a full bouquet of variety. She's never quite the same. So every time you get a pure honey from the shelf on a commercial store, beware that that honey has been processed and heated and pasteurized. You don't want food that says pure. You actually want to eat food that's impure or unpure, and not with contamination and defect in mind, but knowing that food from nature in its best possible form is never sterile, is never purified. It's loaded with all kinds of so-called impurities, which are actually the most important components of the food. And with honey in mind, the propolis and the pollens, they are the so-called impurities that the processing companies will eliminate from the honey. But that's probably the best part of the honey, and that's probably what's giving you the value as it relates to your allergy relief honey.
Anyway, I just think it's kind of interesting how it says unheated and unstrained, and I've never seen that. Usually it says unpasteurized. So the way they do their labeling here is just a little bit different, but it really makes a lot of sense. Anyway, sometimes I've seen on honey jars it says, please do not feed this to a child under 1 year old. What, can you explain that a little bit, Corey?
Well, again, it's because of not knowing the child's state and with a myth that has been perpetuated for I don't know how long. But the concern is if you feed a child raw honey, it will be allergic to a pollen or a substance in the raw honey, and the child could have an anaphylactic shock and die. Now, this risk is absurdly stretched out. I've never heard of anyone ever in any documentation or statistical evidence or poison control center ever having such a response to honey. Now, again, the pure honey, the honey that is sold on the shelves, wouldn't pose a threat because it's been purified, heated, sterilized. There's no enzyme value at all. In fact, I would argue against any risk at all and say that feeding your kids raw honey, because this is what I did. I raised all my kids on raw honey, mixed into the shakes, mixed into their foods. I have talked to beekeepers about this, and they also agree that the risk is more of a myth perception and has been perpetuated falsely by advocates of the sterilized forms of honey to help destroy the credibility of raw honey. So I don't think that there's any truth to that whatsoever.
Anyway, I would be more concerned about feeding my child formula than the raw honey thing. I mean, it's absurd sometimes. Anyway, log on, my friends, to www.reallyrawhoney. And believe me, it is really raw honey. It is absolutely delicious. And by the way, Corey, that's my honey jar, not yours, because I've been getting up and I've been having my teaspoon and it's getting down a little further.
Well, my honey jar that I bought is much bigger than yours. And it's at least a kilo of excellent, unfiltered, raw, unheated, unpasteurized, beautiful honey. And you know, another thing about honey is that the darker the honey, the more elements that are in the honey, things like magnesium and chromium and vanadium. That's what gives the honey its dark color. Also, there are carotenoids and different flavonoids that are associated with giving its color. So again, a clear honey is not what you want. You want a dark honey that is loaded with elements and enzymes and right from nature that has not been processed.
And you put the honey in the shake, the protein shake, not just to sweeten it up, because we use like a natural whey protein isolate. You put it also in for the health benefits.
Well, honey has a middle ground glycemic index. It's excellent for pre and post athletic training into your shake. You put it in the pre-shake and it won't bump up the insulin. It modifies insulin chemistry and stability. Honey actually will not destroy insulin chemistry or enhance insulin resistance like sugar. So when people say there's no difference between sugar and honey, well, there's one difference right there. Honey also is a natural antibiotic. You can spread it on a wound that's just been opened and it won't get infected. This was well known during the First World War before the era of antibiotics. You know, honey's got so much value. It goes to the origin of nature and the species itself as it relates to nutrition into humanity. So I think that it's got to be one of the first foods that we've ever consumed and certainly found to be so loaded, like garlic and so many other wonderful natural foods. Honey should be a staple in everyone's diet. After training, throw it in the shake for the glycogen replenishment, and you'll find that the delivery system will be enhanced. At least that's what the research is saying, that when you mix the honey with other higher glycemic carbohydrates, that more glycogen is deposited inside the muscle base for recovery.
Great. Okay, so add some honey to your shakes and maybe have a teaspoon every now and then during the day. So that's great. That's what's cooking. Honey,
okay,
raw
good,
honey.
Good, good. So let's get into our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Well, last month's special guest was Mr. Rock Thomas, and he described himself as a self-made millionaire, which we asked him about that because that's what he put in his bio, and I find that quite curious, which means that he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth and earned every penny by hard work. He's also a believer in mentoring, which you really liked, didn't you, Corey?
Yeah, a mentor is somebody that will take you on and deliver the full package, the full meal deal. They will work with you one-on-one as a teacher to a student and wait until the student becomes the master. So the mentor will unload and show you firsthand in the gym, on the road, in the cupboards, wherever you might be, but there's nothing like this anymore. When like the education system has been so diluted by mass volume that we got sheer numbers of people learning from individual teachers, none of whom have been personally mentored by anybody. They just went through a system, read books, and did exams. When you learn from a master in any field, be it physics or health or medicine, it's just second to none. It is absolutely the best way to learn anything because you get it right from the master himself or herself.
That's right. And he's been around the world and back, seeking the best of the best to assist him in his own life's journey. And lo and behold, he is now a mentor to millions. And he's written this great little easy-to-read book entitled The Power of Your Identity. I absolutely love that book. And he's a great speaker and always takes it to the positive. So if you want to get some motivational, inspirational feed for the day, log on to rockthomas.com, RockThomas. And thanks so much for your insightful and humorous interview, Rock.
Yeah, I really enjoyed his interview. And yeah, get onto that site because there is a special moment, a mentoring moment that you can log on to and put your email into, and then he'll send that to you on a monthly basis. And I, for one, I love quotes. I love high-energy, enthusiastic statements that are short and sweet and to the point, but they can just change your state of mind, help you to refocus, and then move forward in a more positive vein. Wonderful. Okay, dear, so let's get into the good stuff now on our He Said, She Said. Highway to Health, let's give it a good update.
Okay, but everything's good stuff here on SN. Anyway, our Highway to Health update is, where should I start? Since last time that we spoke to SNU, we crossed over to Nevada in Winnemucca, Nevada. Apparently, legend has it that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, along with the Wild Gang, ran off. Apparently, legend has it that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid robbed a bank along with the Wild Gang and ran off with $2,000 in the 1800s. So that's their claim to fame. And then we stopped in Reno and went for a nice long walk. That place is really built up. Not necessarily the strip, but the residential area. It's gotten a lot bigger now. I haven't been there in 20 years, and it's really growing a lot. They got our $10. In the slots anyway, and not being a gambler, we're not up to snuff on the technical stuff, but they don't use money anymore in the slot machines. As the customer, you'll use money, but if you win in the machine, it issues you a slip of paper that you take to the cashier or enter it back into the machine and gamble it away again. So that was kind of cool.
With Nevada, I was impressed with the landscape driving along after we left Utah and towards Reno. And then we stopped in a Gold's Gym. I don't remember what town it was now, but anyway, I was talking to this guy in the change room just after a workout, and he said he had just bought some land, and he was telling me how much it was. He said he spent, I think, $20,000 on 40 acres of land. In other words, in that particular area, and you know, again, the name of the town, it was a gold mining town. Do you remember the name of that town now?
Oh, I don't know. It's going to drive me nuts now.
Yeah. How about Eureka?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Eureka, but it could have very well been. It's Ethnos or Eka or something like that. I just can't remember the name of that place. So anyway, I couldn't believe the land, the property value there. So there is still hope not everything everywhere is spiraling out of control. Here's a place, now mind you, it's the middle of nowhere, and you know, looking out across the great expanse, it was simply amazing at the nature of the environment. But you know, here's a place where you can still put your stake down and put down some hard cash and buy some significant amount of land and build a house on it for almost next to nothing, relatively speaking. And if you had internet access and you could manage your business, my goodness, what a place to set up. So, you know, it's great when we travel across this fantastic land just to see the differences in the people, in the culture, in the land, and in the different opportunities everywhere we go.
Well, probably in about 20 years' time, that place is going to be built up, too. You know how it goes. Then it was California, here we come. We stopped in Sacramento and visited the state capitol building. Unfortunately, Arnold wasn't there that day, but we did take plenty of pictures. It's kind of fun to be a tourist and to take pictures. It's kind of corny, but what the heck. So you didn't get a chance to see Arnold, Corey, but at least you set foot in where he does his stuff, right?
Well, I walked up and down the same staircase. That's getting pretty close. The state capitol building in Sacramento was very impressive. I remember looking up, if you look at the building from the website, you can see that large dome on top on the outside. But when you're inside looking up, it's just magnificent. The architecture and the design, the carvings, everything was preserved. I don't know how old that building was. It's got to be at least 100, 150 years old. But they had a museum in there also, as well as being used today in business. And seeing how people used to live, you know, the desks, the bookcases, the technology they had back then, was really quite interesting. And then we also learned about some of the war heroes and the generals and some of the black champions who stood up against the opposition of slavery and those that supported them and those that didn't. It was just absolutely fantastic. Myself, I really like Sacramento. I thought that particular city, which I'd never been to before, was quite charming, beautiful, and, you know, we really got a chance to connect with California, with the palm trees and the sunny environment, and it was a great way to enter into California. Rather than coming down the I-5 from the top, we came in from Utah. That was great. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Then we moved on to Fisherman's Wharf in Disco and tried some seafood and watched the street vendors and people doing their breakdancing or playing the violin or whatever they did. That place was jam-packed. But you know, one thing that I have really noticed on this trip is the use of cell phones. My goodness, every time we go to a 24-hour fitness or we go to a Gold's Gym, in the ladies' change rooms, women are talking on their telephones and they're not talking business either. They're just, hi, how are you doing kind of thing. And people riding bicycles are talking phone in the grocery stores. It's just everywhere we go. People are talking. We don't have cell phones. Not that I used my cell phone a lot, but apparently this year, California is banning the use of handheld cell phones, and you'll only be able to use the type that hangs on your ear. Apparently, New York has already done this, but one of the things that I thought was funny was someone was trying to park their car with a cell phone in their hand. They were trying to park, parallel park, and they were getting really ticked off because they couldn't do it. Well, you know, I don't know what to say, but get an ear-hanging telephone because it's quite dangerous, actually. We've almost been in a couple of accidents, and it hasn't been our fault. It's because people have been using their darn cell phones.
Again, another example of something that has enormous value and can be used correctly, but when used any other way, and in these cases and examples you're mentioning, it's obvious that people have an addiction to the phone, or I think it's part of a massive personal insecurity where we have to be online or connected to something or somebody all the time. We just can't be comfortable with ourselves being alone without any noise or distraction or even the sound of nature. What I liked when we were walking to the Fisherman's Wharf, we stopped along a beach, and it was the first time I took my shoes and socks off and walked along the sand, and I really felt the influence of the sand. And, you know, coming from Utah and having that biomechanical analysis and getting into learning more about supination and pronation and getting expert advice on running and thinking more about that, I really believe that it's essential that we spend more time walking and even running in our bare feet. When I walked in the sand, I could feel my individual toes, the muscles in them contracting. And that is definitely useful for the entire endocrine system and the neurological biochemical aspects that are affected by the nerve endings on our feet. So I think that also when you're walking around in your bare feet, you're alkalizing your body, keeping it alkaline. It has a natural anti-acidic effect, which is quite remarkable.
Great. Okay, now we visited a friend and student that we met at the Colgan camp. His name is Jeff Taylor, and he lives in Los Gatos, California, and he owns a beautiful 100-year-old villa, and I could have stayed there no problemo. One of the most exciting things that has happened to me on this trip is I actually picked a lemon from a lemon tree, and I squeezed it and put it in my juice, my grapefruit juice, and it was just delicious, and oh, that was exciting, because that doesn't happen in Canada too often, does it?
No, we don't have the environment, I guess. This is the citrus belt, it's called, and those grapefruits and limes and lemons and oranges, those trees are everywhere, so it's great to see.
Okay, so then we moved on to Pine Mountain Club, which is totally different. That's about 5,600 feet above sea level. We visited my niece, who's the same age as me, figure that one out. Her name is Corey also, and she's got the cutest little log cabin in a beautiful mountain range. Unfortunately, we couldn't get any internet, so we didn't stay there too long, but it sure is nice to see friends and family on this trip. We went to the Anaheim Trade Show Expo West, which is the largest industry trade show, and I'll tell you, we came across dozens of Canadian colleagues and industry firms, and I didn't know at times if I was in the U.S. or I was in Canada, but it was a great, great show and very successful for us.
Well, the Expo West is the destination. If anybody is in this business, they're a retailer in a health food store, a sales rep working for a sports company or any company for that matter, or if they're in the fitness industry and want to learn more about nutrition, Anaheim in March every year, just an enormous display. Thousands of trade booths, suppliers, experts on topics from probiotics to antioxidants to what we learned about was a jellyfish protein that is now being used to regenerate neurons in the brain with some really interesting data on that. I mean, there's always something new, something fresh, and something to learn. So, and plus, you know, great for networking and doing business. It was great for us. A marvelous experience, and we're definitely going to continue on attending other shows. I believe the next one is in Nevada, Las Vegas in July.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm in. Anyway, that's our little update, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it.
Good. So our next topic that is new for this He Said, She Said is, what you're reading, Tracy?
Well, the reason that we've got what you're reading, because there's no television, no radio, no newspapers, so all I can do is read. Well, I'm reading right now a 600-page book written by a minister, Norman Vincent Peale. And I've used this book as a reference for many, many years. And when we moved, we got rid of a lot of our books, but I picked this great big 600-page book up, and I said, you know, I should actually read this book from front to back. So I'm only on page 200, and it's actually three books in one. And the first book that I'm reading of this 600-page book is The Power of Positive Thinking, which comes in quite handy nowadays, my friends, as I don't have any B12 shots. So living in a 24-foot RV, you gotta have the power of positive thinking. So I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's such a great book, and I just really love the way that he writes. I'm almost scared to finish the book because I won't know what to read after that, because you get so used to, it's like having a really good friend when you're reading a really good book.
Well, we don't have a TV in the RV. Personally, I don't want one. I like watching the videos on the computer. But as a consequence of not having that distraction, which, again, is a good example of something that can be used, you know, in a good and constructive or destructive way, I think that what it's done is it's forcing both of us to use less time just gazing at the television, even though I do miss my Star Trek and some special shows. But we're getting more into the movies, and we're reading more, we're spending more time doing other things, and like with dialogue and discussions and things like that. So, because I know that in marriage and relationships between people, the television can really get in the way, and it can overpower people. It's very addictive, and also it really encourages you to stray away from optimum health and fitness, especially with nutrition. So, you know, personally, I like not having one. I don't miss it. I'm a guy that likes television, but at the same time, I like doing other things, which I'm doing more of because it's not around.
Great. So I guess we're not getting TV then, huh?
Well, who knows? Who knows, dear? But as we go along, things will expand and grow and change like everything else on this trip. And if there's one thing for sure that we're experiencing is awesome stretching of our mind, just the people that we're meeting, the experiences that we're having, it is just an absolute fantastic way to enrich your mind. And for everyone out there, if you're thinking about this, even if you're not going to do it for a business purpose like we are, just do it anyway. It's fantastic to drive to a gym, to work out, to meet people, and then to go to health food stores and talk to people in that business or, you know, whatever it is, but it just keeps the mind centered and focused on health. It's such a wonderful way to live, being here now in the sunny, warm climate and then moving on to another state. Just keep it coming. That's all I'm saying, dear. Okay, so that's it for He Said, She Said. Dear, let's listen to it. What is your final word?
My final word is from the book from Norman Vincent Peale. This comment was said to a pole vaulter who didn't have the confidence to get over the bar. His coach said to him, "Throw your heart over the bar and your body